From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
I'm Melissa Block, and we begin this hour in India, where President Obama is wrapping up a 3-day visit. That's his longest stay as president in any foreign country. The visit offered a little something for everyone. Mr. Obama can now boast about increasing exports to India and about encouraging jobs back home. And India got America's seal of approval on its arrival as a world power. NPR's Scott Horsley is traveling with the president and filed this report.
By the time the cannon sounded at the official arrival ceremony this morning, President Obama had already spent 2 full days in India, meeting with business leaders, holding a video conference with rural farmers, and hosting a town hall meeting with Mumbai college kids. In a televised address to Parliament this afternoon, Mr. Obama said it's no accident he's devoting so much time to building ties with India. He calls this a defining partnership of the 21st century.
I want every Indian citizen to know the United States of America will not simply be cheering you on from the sidelines. We will be right there with you, shoulder to shoulder.
America's interest here is partly selfish. India is one of the world's fastest growing economies, and the U.S. hopes to supply more of the airplanes, locomotives, and high-tech gadgets it needs. The president met with a group of Indian entrepreneurs who are buying American technology to provide things like clean drinking water. While he was here, the administration showcased nearly $10 billion in new U.S. exports to India, enough to support more than 50,000 American jobs.
I want to be able to say to the American people, when they ask me, well, why are you spending time with India? Aren't they taking our jobs? I want to be able to say, actually, you know what? They just created 50,000 jobs, and that's why we shouldn't be resorting to protectionist measures. We shouldn't be thinking that it's just a one-way street.
Some Indians have been wondering if the street runs too much in the United States direction. But Prime Minister Manmohan Singh insists the things that India is buying from the U.S. will only help to foster its growth.
The new deals that have been struck, they all happen to be in infrastructure. And infrastructure today is the biggest bottleneck to the faster growth of India, to the faster growth of employment. And therefore, these deals that the president has mentioned are truly an example of trade being a win-win situation.
India got something else it wanted from Mr. Obama. He announced the U.S. will support India's bid for a permanent seat on the U.N. Security Council, a role he says fits the country's newfound status as a world power.
I don't think India's emerging. It has emerged. India is a key actor on the world stage.
White House aides dampened expectations by noting that reorganizing the Security Council will be complicated and time-consuming. But Deputy National Security Advisor Ben Rhodes says Mr. Obama is determined to bring more players to the table, just as he lobbied to transfer responsibility for economic cooperation from the elite G8 group of countries to the more inclusive G20.
Shifting from the G8 to the G20 isn't just a favor that we're doing for the other 12 countries. We need them to play a more responsible role so that they're punching at their weight in terms of dealing with these challenges.
The U.S. and India have agreed to cooperate in a wide variety of areas, from fighting terrorism to global economic development. Mr. Obama says as the world's two biggest democracies, they also have a responsibility to champion democracy and human rights around the world. He pointed to the example Gandhi set, which helped to inspire the American civil rights movement. During this trip, the president has visited a house where Gandhi lived and scattered flower petals on the spot where he was cremated.
I'm mindful that I might not be standing before you today as President of the United States had it not been for Gandhi and the message he shared and inspired with America and the world.
Speaking to Indian college students a few days after the midterm elections, Mr. Obama said he's learned something else from Gandhi, that on this journey, you're going to experience setbacks, and you have to be persistent and stubborn. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Delhi.